Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Former state lawmakers Clem Tillion and Rick Halford are working to block reduction of permanent fund dividends, Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Clem Tillion has a message to lawmakers who want to reduce the PFD.
We'll raise the votes if necessary to put it back the way it is if they change it. The fund belongs to the people. It was given to the people.
Tillion was a Republican senator when the permanent fund was created. Tillion and fellow Republican and former Senator Rick Halford joined with Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski to sue to reverse Governor Bill Walker's veto of half of PFDs last year. Tillion's hopeful they'll win in court. If not, he's confident they'll win in a ballot question next year to reverse any changes to the fund. Anchorage Superior Court Judge William Morse ruled in November that Walker had the authority to veto the money. Tillion says the state could still draw money from permanent fund earnings at roughly $1 billion per year to pay for state government. And he says the legislature can do it within the current law.
The thing is, to change the law in any way is a declaration of war.
Walker and the legislature have proposed turning the dividend into a predictable amount based on the fund's total value. It would fall from more than $2,200 currently forecast to $1,000 in the Senate bill and $1,250 in the House bill. The state Supreme Court will hear arguments on the permanent fund lawsuit in a week. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
It's unclear how the Trump administration will handle the federal marijuana ban in states like Alaska, where the drug has been legalized by voters. Alaska Public Media reports that during a hearing yesterday, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski questioned Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein about the conflict and that at times Rosenstein took a hard line.
From a legal and scientific perspective, marijuana is an unlawful drug.
Rosenstein was also asked about the Cole Memo, a 2013 document that says the feds will not take enforcement action in states like Alaska that have opted to legalize and regulate cannabis. Rosenstein says he intends to discuss it with the new U.S. attorneys when they take office.
At the moment, that memorandum is still in effect. Maybe there will be changes to it in the future, but we're still operating under that policy.
Rosenstein then repeated the administration's conflicting broader stance.
It's illegal, and that is the federal policy with regard to marijuana.
Confusing.
The federal ban is causing problems for Alaska's licensed marijuana businesses as banks reject their cash receipts as drug money. Murkowski says she's heard postal inspectors believe they can seize packages of cash when cannabis entrepreneurs mail payments to the state tax office. The Fairbanks Borough Assembly is considering an ordinance that would give the school district an extra $3 million, but the measure would also require the district to spend down $11 million of its reserve fund, KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
With state funding for municipalities and schools an unknown, Assembly members Matt Cooper, Catherine Dodge, and Van Lawrence have crafted a borough ordinance that offers support to local schools. It would give an additional $3 million to the district. The catch is, school officials would first have to spend down $11 million of the district's $15 million savings account. Assemblyman Cooper says the ordinance is an attempt to get ahead of the curve given the stalemate in Juneau.
We have no idea what the state's going to do. The state could adopt a budget by Friday and would have a lot more certainty and could probably do away with some of the contingencies that are in the ordinance and just say, okay, here's what our appropriation is going to be to the school district.
Cooper says with summer, there are fewer assembly meetings, and if the state slashes the school budget, he wanted an appropriation ordinance ready. He expects substitutes will be made before the public can weigh in at the June 22nd assembly meeting. School Board President Heidi Haas appreciates the gesture, but she says the board will wait until the measure is refined before commenting. She points to recent board action to keep the district's reserve fund between 6 to 8% of total budget.
There may be times based on fiscal situations where we may draw down below 6%, but the goal being that we would maintain a 6 to 8% fund balance.
Haas holds up last year's cut from state lawmakers as an example of the fund's value. She says the district plugged the $600,000 funding gap without having to go to the borough for an appropriation. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Lightning in the Wasilla area is again suspected of causing a power outage in the interior. For the second time in a week, Golden Valley Electric Association had to fire up backup generators in Fairbanks due to the inner tie, which connects Fairbanks with Anchorage power generators, tripping off. A GVEA Facebook post says about 3,000 customers in the Dawson Road area of North Pole were without power for about 20 minutes, beginning shortly before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. A lightning strike also caused an intertie trip in Wasilla last Thursday, resulting in a brief interior outage which affected 18,000 Golden Valley customers. 19 people died in 14 recreational boating accidents in Alaska last year. KTOO reports that's 12 more deaths on the water than in 2015. Alaska Coast Guard Commander Rear Admiral Mike McAllister points to a single well-known precaution to prevent drowning.
Bring and wear your life jackets.
McAllister also recommends dressing for cold water, carrying a communication device, and leaving a trip plan with a relative or friend. I'm Dan Bross.